Now, let's talk job hunting, because if you are job hunting over 50, then you'll know that it can be a lot harder to get a look in, employment-wise. And it kind of feels like there are more than a few assumptions about older workers and the currency of their skills or their learning abilities, or even their cognition. How do you counter these assumptions, and how do you go on to have a positive job-finding experience? Well, Anna Hodges is the Managing Director and Head Recruiter of the Purple Squirrel Agency. Anna, a good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, I mean, are older job hunters having a harder time of it?
Look, the short answer is yes, unfortunately. I think they are. I think part of it is a perception issue. You know, when we think that there are going to be problems, we get more concerned and we have more anxiety over the process. But anybody who hasn't been through the recruitment process in a while, if they've been in a job for a long time or they've been in the workforce for a long time, generally find it pretty challenging getting back into that space again.
And is this on the employer's side? Are they kind of worried about hiring older people, do you think?
Look, in my experience, I've actually hired lots of people over the age of 50, so my experiences have been really positive, yeah. I work in a pretty niche market, so people that have skills that other people don't is amazing, and we'll kind of snap them up as best as possible. I think that sometimes the perception can be, you know, when are they going to retire? Are they looking to slow down? Is this kind of the last hurrah, the last role for them before they're retiring? So it's more about longevity than it is necessarily about cognition or ability to do the job.
That's interesting because I think, you know, given sort of where we are, people are working much later into life than they used to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of my candidates and a lot of my clients are saying the same thing. So they're seeing that people are looking to work longer and they have the ability to do so as well, and a lot of skills that they can bring to an organisation.
Look, what about things like resumes, CVs? I mean, I've got to admit, I tidied mine up not that long ago, and it's a very different world out there to what, you know, the kind of CV I was told to build when I was job hunting in my 20s.
Agreed. And this is the thing, I think, you know, being up to speed on what the expectations are is really important, no matter who you are, whether you're older or younger. But some of the key things that we talk to with particularly mature candidates is looking at not putting things like your age on there or your marital status, your, you know, religion, things like that, things that aren't really appropriate to the recruitment process and that are not really needed.
That's interesting. I wouldn't have thought that that was something to go on a CV.
Well, you would be surprised how many times I see it. It's a little bit old school, and it usually kind of, you don't really even need to look at the age to know that someone's put their age on there. You definitely don't need it. So that's probably my biggest tip. But I think also having a really concise, easy-to-read resume in whatever format that looks like. So it's got to represent you. It's your marketing collateral as a person. So it's how you're going to sell yourself to an organisation, but definitely keeping it concise, keeping it clear. So not putting on there maybe, you know, the secretarial course that you did in 1982, it's probably not as relevant now.
Yes.
But thinking about what's relevant to the job that you're going for and also to the time that you're looking at now.
What about keeping abreast of things like social media and other kind of tech advancements like that?
Yeah, look, I think having a great social media profile is a fantastic addition to your CV or to your resume, to your application. But unless you're going to invest the time and energy in keeping that updated, making sure that, you know, it's perfect, there's no grammatical errors, there's no spelling errors, that it really represents you in the best possible way, then I would say don't do it at all. It's best to either have nothing rather than have, you know, a dodgy kind of half version that you did 5 years ago and you didn't update and, you know, it doesn't quite represent you in the best possible way. So have a think about whether you're really going to put the energy and the time into it. And if you are, then bang on, like, that's great. And that will really add a lot of value.
And you'd include something like LinkedIn with that?
Absolutely. I think that's your number one. Really, that's your professional profile. I mean, obviously, depending on what kind of job you're in. Recently, I saw on Facebook a lady called Lynn Slater, who's 64 years old, and she's a fashion icon. And she started a blog about the accidental icon, you know, and aging fashionably. Now, in her world, Facebook, you know, Instagram and those sort of things are absolutely going to be the point of call. But if you're looking for a commercial role, if you're in finance, engineering, you know, operations, then definitely LinkedIn is your go-to.
Anna Hodges, some incredible insights there. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Thank you. Anna Hodges, Managing Director, Head Recruiter of Purple Squirrel Agency, talking about job hunting over 50. Apparently a little more positive than it might feel sometimes, so hang in there if you're doing it.